Hey, what's good? This is your girl, Rush. So, welcome to Salty as Fuck, and I'm pretty fucking salty. So, straight up, in my town, they like to, I don't know, make me feel like we're going backwards in time, because there was a time I could go to my local Walmart and just buy some casual condoms and peruse the different ones and decide which ones I want, and then go and check out and I'll be cool, right? No, now because of thieves and whatever, they have a special little counter, small things like condoms are behind, as well as the pregnancy test. So I have to ask this old lady, who's obviously not happy about the fact that I just said, yo, I need to buy some condoms. And, you know, just her whole face during the whole transaction, like she didn't give me no guff, but just, you know that vibe you get off people. And I'm just over here like, this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, there's been the times when I've had to go to the store and buy a morning after pill, and just how people act towards you, just like, oh, that's, you know, a very slutty, how come you're getting that? It's like, obviously, because I'm handling some fucking business. Were you there? No, but I'm handling my shit. Do you mind? You know, like, whatever. So, it makes me upset, because I'm like, why would you shame someone for being, you know, proactive in their sex life? Anyways, so I had this whole discussion, you know, with my girlfriend, and then it came up about, why is it dudes, you know, well, because she brought up, you know, like, yeah, isn't it crazy, like, you know, you gotta buy the condoms, and I'm like, yeah, you know, and it's messed up, because even with morning after pills, I've had a boyfriend buy one for me, and he even commented, you know, it's jacked up. The pharmacist is looking at me like I'm a great guy because, wow, look at you making sure she takes care of it, you know? And he was just like, why aren't you like, you should get some condoms too, you know? So that has come up. So we're joking about it, and I'm like, well, it's not like the dude's gonna bring it up. And we start laughing because it's like, well, why is it dudes ask after they bust, like, you know, they're just like, oh, are you on birth control? And it's like, I should just be on birth control so they could just not worry. But I'm the one who has to alter my body's natural chemistry just because you can't feel it? Maybe it'll make you last longer. Shit. And nowadays, okay, these condoms, like, I just bought some Trojan Nirvana collection. They look pretty spiffy. I'm kind of jazzed. I'm not gonna lie. They have all these, man, they know how to sell a condom. Because, like, back in my day, when I was, like, 19 and, like, getting the free condoms from Planned Parenthood, they would have, oh, my God, they would have, like, the Durex, the Tuxedo. I mean, during prom season, they had that edition that said, proper attire required for entry on all of them. I thought it was hilarious. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I won't buy them, and I will keep having them up in my drawer just because I think it's good. But dumb dudes better not be talking crap on what the kind I buy. Like, did you bring anything but dick and mouth running? Nah, you can't contribute, but you complain about the tributes. Those are the ones you lie to and you say that you're on your fucking rag. Because the functionality of a vagina is anything other than a hole to dip in, usually discuss childish lames. I mean, anyways, usually when peeps trip off you being proactive in handling your sex life matter-of-factly and with honesty, they're just mad you're getting some, and you're not ashamed. So by all fucking means, be safe, be proactive, get tested. Guys and girls, Planned Parenthood isn't just for females. Dudes can go there too and get tested. I mean, I'm not saying like both parties should take responsibility, but at the end of the day, it's just like, why do I have to take responsibility for your ass, too? I don't just end up pregnant, not without some crazy science and some shit. Like, it can be done, but I'm just saying. You know, I heard something once where they said, you know, it makes more sense to unload a gun than shoot at a bulletproof vest. So, I'm just saying. But nonetheless, I mean, I'm not a fan of birth controls. I've just not had the best experiences with them. But that's, like, my personal thing. And I feel like That's a real talk you should kind of have with your partner, not in the middle of sex. Like, and you know what? For the record, I'm guilty as shit for this, too. I don't want anyone thinking, like, look at me being Miss High and fucking Mighty and I'm 100% all the time. Because trust me, I've been there when it's like, shit, I didn't get condoms and he didn't either. And it's just kind of like, well, fuck it. Like, I'm good. You good? All right, cool. You know, because I just, like, hit up dudes off the street or some shit. Like, I know them. But at the same time, I know the risk I'm taking, and, you know, I'm just like, all right, and then it's like, we're going at it, because I'm figuring, okay, you know all the risks involved. That's what's crazy. For me, dudes are like, all right, you clean, and I'm like, yes. For me, I'm like, okay, you clean, and you understand the repercussions if you busted me, so I'd recommend get your shit together. Let's talk about some shit. But no, what happens? Dudes be pumping away, and then I know where they're like, where do you want me to finish? Like, dude, like, telling me you've never had to, like, pull out before, or at the same time where I'm like, well, if you're not, or if you don't and you finish in me, then it's just like, all right, let's have a real talk, like straight up, just be like, so, like, what's up, should we go get a morning after pill tomorrow, like, what's your situation, like, why is it wrong to have that real ass situation? Because I'm not saying, like, I've always 100% done the right thing and I've always been 100%, but I can tell you I do get tested and I do my best to be at least like, all right, that was fucking stupid. This is what I'm going to do about it. You know, and I do get tested and I, you know, and, like, I made the joke about the condoms, but I am, like, getting really serious about, you know what, no, I'm picking up different ones whenever I see some, just because it's like, you know what, fuck it. Dude just can't be proactive. I'm going to be proactive for him, since apparently I got to be. Like, I'm not knocking, not saying all dudes, I'm just saying, like, I just noticed some of these things. Like, me and my girlfriends, we noticed some of these things. You know? Not saying that all y'all are doing that shit, but enough are doing it to be noticed. But, anyways, like I said, you know, take responsibility for your body, for your actions. If you're gonna be doing some grown shit like fucking, you gotta be talking about some shit. I mean, like, I'm a firm believer, alright, this is my last one. I heard this once. A firm believer that, you know, if you can put his dick in your mouth, then he can listen to y'all's feelings and talk about some real shit. Like, y'all can talk about it, okay? It's okay. You know, I'm just saying, like, let's be real. Like, I mean, I get it, though, too. Like, I just find it funny how people act about sex. I mean, I get it. Like I said, all we have here is Walmart. I go through there, see a dude I totally hooked up with, and he'll act all wide-eyed and scared like a damn deer, you know, caught in the headlights, and I'm just walking by like, don't act like we weren't just boning up on my couch. Like, don't worry. I'm not gonna hit you up. Even though you totally hit me up a day before, all of a sudden you're posting you're up in a relationship out of fucking nowhere. But that's not my business. Like, fuck. The audacity. Anyways, things I'm feeling salty about, feel free to leave a voice message, holler back, I guess, any questions, something you feel like discussing. Have a great night, stay safe, make good choices. Well, and if you're gonna be bad, you might as well be good at it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.